A 29-year-old Marshall man facing a felony charge for allegedly inappropriately touching a female juvenile in September last year is due in court today. According to a probable cause statement, the alleged incident was reported by the child's aunt on September 7th. On September 10th, the juvenile met with a child safe investigator and described the incident in explicit details. Court documents say Lloyd Allen Daniel was arraigned and pleaded not guilty on January 25th to a Class B sex-related felony in the second degree. Bond remains at $50,000 cash or surety. A jury trial that was scheduled to begin on July 22nd was postponed. A pretrial conference is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning at Saline County Circuit Court. A 33-year-old Sedalia man facing a felony charge for allegedly leaving the scene of an accident that caused physical injury to another person last October has a court proceeding set for today. Jesus Fierro Gutierrez allegedly was the driver of a vehicle that caused a vehicle accident that resulted in one man getting one of his fingers amputated. Fierro Gutierrez is charged with a felony for leaving the scene of an accident causing physical injury. Fierro Gutierrez posted $7,500 surety bond on January 5th of this year. Fierro Gutierrez's case was bound over to the trial division, and he is scheduled to be arraigned at 9 o'clock this morning at Pettis County Circuit Court. After a high-speed pursuit that ended in a crash and four subjects fleeing on foot on I-70 in Cooper County on June 10th, three have been charged with felonies. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the fourth suspect was not located after all of them fled the vehicle that was traveling at 106 miles per hour and passing vehicles on the shoulder prior to the crash. The suspect vehicle also was reported as stolen. According to court documents, Darren Predmore of Columbus, Ohio, Justin Harris of Evansville, Indiana, and Seth Ritchie of Eubank, Kentucky, each has been charged with receiving stolen property and resisting arrest for a felony by fleeing. Bond for Predmore, the driver, is set at $10,000 and $5,000 for each of the other two subjects. An initial hearing for each of the accused is pending at Cooper County Circuit Court. Marshall Municipal Utilities Director of Underground Facilities Grant Piper addressed an issue during the meeting of the MMU Board of Public Works. Piper said during a routine cleaning and inspection, a clay sewer main on South Jefferson Avenue appeared to be in rough condition.
During some routine cleaning and inspecting, we came across this sewer on South Jefferson between Yerby and Summit. It's in pretty rough shape. As you can see in the pictures, there are cracks and holes, missing pipe, a lot of it's egg-shaped and starting to collapse. That's a 15-inch pipe, and it's roughly around 9 inches in spots. At this point, my recommendation would be a motion to replace approximately 220 foot on South Jefferson between Yerby and Summit for approximate cost of $28,000.
The sewer main was observed to be in need of immediate repair.
This main is in pretty serious condition, needs attention pretty quick. We would start right away. We got, I checked lead times on pipe, and we can get pipe delivered in 3 days and get started.
According to MMU, the main was installed in 1904. The main has multiple severe longitudinal cracks, pipe holes, and a large number of roots. The motion to replace the sewer main on South Jefferson between Yerby Street and Summit Street was approved. With the start of the 2021-22 school year less than about three weeks away, an area school district is now accepting registration of students. According to a release from the Marshall Public School District, online registration is now open. All parents or guardians will need to register their student or students. Go to marshallschools.com and click on the registration button on the main page to register your student today. In Marshall, school is scheduled to start on Tuesday, August 24th. Multiple culvert replacement projects are scheduled to take place this week in Sheraton County. According to the Missouri Department of Transportation, Buchanan Street in Brunswick is scheduled to be closed for a culvert replacement at U.S. Highway 24 until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Route Y is scheduled to be closed for a culvert replacement from York Road to West Wind Road from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday. Route FF is scheduled to be closed for a culvert replacement from Allen Road to Snap Road from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday, and around the clock lane closure is scheduled on Route Double K for a bridge deck repair project at the Little Sheraton River Bridge west of Highway 5 tomorrow through Friday. In addition, Highway 139 remains closed for a bridge replacement project at the Grand River Overflow Bridge through mid-August. All work is weather permitting. KMMO News Time is 7:37. Henry Hopkins, age 88, of Marshall and formerly of Slater, died Sunday. Arrangements are pending at Weicker Funeral Home in Slater. Funeral service for 86-year-old Betty Williams of Slater, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Peace Lutheran Church in Slater, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Slater City Cemetery. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Graveside service for 94-year-old Barbara Pfizer of rural Slater, who died Wednesday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Slater City Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until service time tomorrow at Weicker Funeral Home in Slater. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. Our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.